today.
The Supreme Court says goodbye to Justice Souter, but big doings before they leave until the fall. They rule for the white firefighters in Connecticut in that discrimination suit. I'll explain. The big news early in the day, Bernie Madoff sentenced to 150 years in prison. In the meantime, what about the kids? What about the kids? Everybody was buzzing about Jackson's three children and who would get custody. As for now, temporarily, his mother has custody of the three kids while the family decides what to do as far as funeral proceedings are concerned with Jackson. They are very tight about what it will be for fear that so many people will create a big scene outside of whatever private memorial service they decide to ultimately have for the king of pop. In the meantime, California could sink all of our boats, at least temporarily, because thanks to California's woes, it is adding to the rest of our problems and prolonging, some say, the U.S. recession. I'll explain. And climate control and the big bill that passed in the House, how will it fare in the Senate? Lots of conversations surrounding electric bills and what it means to the average Joe once this kicks in, if the Senate gives it the high five. I don't think the Senate will even vote on it until the fall, and I think it'll be a pretty tall order. If you don't like some of what you're hearing, then pick up a pen the old-fashioned way, a phone, or send an email to whoever your senator is. I know I offer this all the time. I'm going to throw it out there again. If you don't know who your senator is, no big deal. Shoot me an email, americatonight.net, and I will give you their address. If you're cool with what's happening, the little bit that you've heard, or maybe more that you know, on the climate bill, then certainly jingle the show and tell me how you think it won't cost most Americans a buttload of money in the end. And it does come down to that, right? Because we have to stay afloat. We're row, row, rowing. Two kids, three kids, kids to put in college. What do I do now? Because Bernie Madoff made the hole for me just a little bit bigger. Hopefully most of the people listening to me didn't find themselves in that situation. Because Bernie Madoff did sink a lot of people's dreams. I mean, forget dreams. Just what was going to make them survive into the golden years. None of us know how long we're going to live. So you can't plan that out. But you try to plan for your financial future because rising health care, what's going to go on with health care reform? How does that affect you? Where are you going to live? All the questions, right? So the victims, some of them, from the Madoff scam were in court right along the front row. They got to get up and they got to say their piece at the Bernie Madoff sentencing. Ooh, wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall there? For example, Norma Hill and her husband, of course, invested their life savings with Madoff. Her husband suddenly died. She went to see Madoff. And this is what infuriated the judge when he got this letter. Madoff put his arm around the woman's shoulder, Norma Hill's, and assured her that her money was safe and she shouldn't worry. And how does this story end? She lost it all. She lost everything. Yeah, then where do you go and try to find a job? So in the end, the U.S. District Judge Denny Chin cited that letter as one of the most stirring examples of extraordinary evil fraud, and one that he felt was worthy of a staggering sentence for Madoff, 150 fat years behind bars. So you knew the 12 wasn't going to happen that his lawyer wanted. The crimes, and he went on to say, that were irresponsible manipulation of the system. And as he said, and I love this line, not merely a bloodless financial crime that takes place just on paper, but it is instead one that takes a staggering human toll, because that's exactly what happened. It was a very, very long hearing, and it looked like a strange scene outside of the courthouse because you had so many videographers and photographers and reporters. It was just crazy. But, of course, the interest in the Madoff story couldn't have been bigger, because the victims, they weren't just in New York. They weren't just in Los Angeles. They weren't just famous people. They were average people as well, all over America. All over America. So the judge said the term was meant to symbolically fit the crime, the multi-billion-dollar fraud that's been called the largest in history. And here's the other thing. Now, what about the other people who knew, who were involved? Because surely we know that this disgraced investor who was held in such high esteem before isn't the only one who knew of this. Supposedly other charges are going to be filed soon, criminal charges, against at least 10 to a dozen other people. That's good news, because anybody who knew of this, shame on them if they were profiting and going to France and drinking the finest champagnes, knowing full well that it was all just a scam. Other big story, the Supreme Court, I mentioned it, declared that white firefighters in Connecticut were unfairly denied promotion because of their race. And I said they were white, right? Ruling against minorities in a major reverse, they called it reverse discrimination case, that could affect a lot of workers nationwide. The justices threw out a decision that Sonia Sotomayor had endorsed, if you remember, in an appeals, when she was an appeals court judge. So in its last session, it was a 5-4 ruling that faulted New Haven and the courts that had upheld the city's discarding of results of an exam in which no African American scored high enough to be promoted to lieutenant or captain. Now, there were a couple of other things that are interesting about this. In the firefighter case, the city said it acted to avoid a lawsuit for minorities. That's what they said they were doing. But Justice Kennedy said in his majority opinion that New Haven's action amounted to discrimination based on race against the white firefighters who should have been promoted, who were likely to be promoted, so they didn't get promoted. And he said, and I agree, no individual should face workplace discrimination based on race. So the ruling restricts, but I guess it actually, my interpretation of what I've been poring over, it doesn't eliminate employers' ability to take diversity into account in employment decisions, but it could make it harder for minorities to prove discrimination based on lopsided racial hirings or promotions. Some people don't like this decision at all. Others think that it's an incredibly fair decision. The case, will it raise more questions in the minds of you, me, and all Americans concerning the judge's commitment to treat each individual fairly and not as a member of a group? That's what a lot of people were saying. Will this hurt Sotomayor? I don't think so. I still think she gets confirmed. 800-259-5791. Hang with us.
Your relationships are a mirror of you.
That's good news, because it means you have the power to effect positive change in the quality of love you create in your life.
It's all up to you.
Join us, Joseph and Sarah Malinette, for Creating Your Ideal Relationship on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
We'll help you create loving, ideal relationships. Give us a listen at WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve Note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
All right, so the white firefighters, huge 5-4 decision from the Supreme Court. Fair or foul, America? Throw in your two cents. I mean, this is big. This affects a lot of people on the job, people grumbling under their breath, other people who think there are unfair practices. It's going to be a little bit tougher in discrimination cases, I think, especially when you're talking about race. And now with the whole idea of promotion, will we see the floodgates open to some other lawsuits? You know, and I think there was a caller, great caller the other day who said, you know, it's not really reverse discrimination. And I agree. That term is a weird term. Reverse discrimination is basically you're saying, okay, well, what about white people who get discriminated upon? Discrimination is discrimination. And that's what the Supreme Court said. And I think that ruling is just, I'm glad they went in that direction, but a lot of people are talking about Sotomayor and the fact that that's not how she saw it as part of this appeals deal. And in looking at the civil rights part of it, she did go along with the interpretation. So is this a little bit sticky in those hearings, those Senate confirmation hearings that will happen starting July 13th? And the answer is, yeah, she's going to have to answer a lot of questions. But ultimately, unless some other skeleton dances out of a closet, I don't see that this isn't a clear path for her. 800-259-5791. What about Iran and what's happening there? You know, it was the elections were June 12th. So now we've had, what, 2 weeks and counting since then. And they actually started recounting some of the votes cast in the disputed election. And I guess this is an attempt to placate, if you will, the opposition, the protesters, because they're still churning about trying to figure out ways to hold these peaceful marches and under the disguise of something else, for example. So the government dismissed the idea of downgrading relations with England because England has, they've been accusing, Iran's been accusing England even more than the United States of stirring up unrest. Well, that recount has begun, and since they've been doing it, they say they haven't found that the election so far that is being disputed, that they're that far off at this point. But, of course, what do you think is going to be said? Of course, they're not going to say, call me cynical. Whoops, there was a mistake here. Hanging chads. No. And here's the deal. A lot of reports that are coming out of Iran anyway, it's hard to verify most of this stuff because, let's face it, there are no ears and eyes that aren't tainted. Because at this point, journalists for any international news organizations have been barred from reporting at all. They have to stay in their offices if they have an office in Iran, somewhere, Tehran, etc. So you're just getting news that's leaking out of Iran and witnesses who are saying what's going on. And, of course, the official statements that are carried on the Iranian media, which is pumped out by the state, whatever that it is that they want to say, is what's being pushed out. Now, Ahmadinejad's website apparently said that he's asked a judge to investigate the killing of Nadia Soltan, the woman who became, if you will, sort of the symbol or icon of the opposition after the video was shown capturing her bleeding to death, sadly, on a Tehran street, and it was circulated worldwide. Ahmadinejad said Soltan was slain by unknown agents and in a suspicious way, which he said convinced him that enemies of the nation were responsible. Okay. So Iran's official, by the way, news agency, it's IRNA, quoted a top commander saying that the militiamen have played a key role in the government's efforts to quash protests, saying that they arrested several people who dressed in police uniforms and smashed car windows. So they're saying that there's a lot of fraudulent people dressing in official uniforms, but they're not actually part of their core. So you have to decide, geez, how much of this do we filter out? How much of this is true? And how much of this is just completely bogus? Here's what Michael Hayden had to say on one of the television talk shows. He's a former CIA and NSA director, of course. And what should really America's course be at this point? We've gone from we don't want to meddle to, geez, isn't it wonderful to see what these protesters are doing, to shock and horror over the young girl bleeding to death in the street and the other things that are leaking out. Here is what he thinks is the direction we should go.
We've got lots of issues with Iran. The one we want to focus on is the question of nuclear technology and what they're doing at Natanz and other locations. And the great fear we had as we gamed out how discussions with the Iranians would go is that practically everything else they wanted to talk about would be put in front of this nuclear question. And now they've got a very big thing they want to talk about to put in front of this nuclear question, which is, frankly, a concession from us with regard to the legitimacy of the current government. So this has just made it infinitely more difficult, and it was always hard. The Iranian government has the tools in their security services to put down the visible forms, the visible means of protest. But, Andre, I think all of us are concluding that something fundamentally has changed inside Iran. Something will now be different because of the events of the past month. How that plays out is a question that not even the Iranian government understands at the present time. And I think that's the question that we'll all now be focusing on. How will this clear disenfranchisement of a significant portion of the population, how will this play out in Iranian politics? In the past, most Iranians who wanted more liberty, more freedom, frankly, were characterized by a powerful sense of apathy. They would complain privately in their apartments in North Tehran. Now they've gone out into the streets, they've been beaten down, and it remains to be seen now what this will mean for the future of the stability of the Iranian state.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing. It's the stability that we don't know. That's why you hear Ahmadinejad, what I just told you about on the website. Of course, they're planting the seeds. Well, it must be it's Westerners trying to destroy our image, trying to plant the seeds of hate, stirring the pot, if you will, because that's the natural thing to say. Blame it on people outside of the country. But the people in Iran are not that stupid. They get it. They're protesting. They know that they're getting under the skin of the powers that be, particularly Ahmadinejad, the hardliner, who skated in to continuing in his role of the president of Iran. And the opposition to that, well, you know, we've been talking about it. They want the recount. They want the election nullified. And they're willing to put it all on the line because I think there's other things that are going on that we have no clue. What is the true death toll? How many people are slammed on the head or practically run down as a result of the protest? And supposedly there's more in store. They're just, the people are not going to let this die down. And it really has not quelled yet at this point because it bubbles up here and there around Tehran. There's pockets of people wearing green and having signs and trying to find ways to protest that won't get them necessarily killed, and trying to Twitter and trying to get the word out, because we only know what's happening by what we're being, you know, fed. I mentioned California. They're preparing. Do you believe this? It's finally here. Their troubles. They're preparing to hand out these IOUs later this week because they have an unbelievable cash crunch. Do you know California now is the state with the worst credit rating in the country? The worst credit rating. The budget deficit in California, $24 billion. So the governor and the state assembly definitely not on the same page. They can not agree on a budget that will do something to cut the shortfall. So the fiscal year is actually done on Wednesday. The cash reserves, zippo, nada, nil, and they're just going to have to do the IOUs. And you know what that means? Is that, how crazy is that? Information tech companies, food service groups that actually that cater to the prisons, contractors. So they start the year with no money. Oh my, oh my. Schwarzenegger says he will not sign any bill that raises taxes without reforming the state's government. Oh, more to come. Hang with us.
Always somebody's got to gum up the world.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have micro plant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
You feel it, give it today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to me. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass.
I like that song. We had to listen to a little bit of that. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America, tonight. We have some emails waiting in the wings. We're going to get to them next segment. Thanks to everybody who sent them. Starting to get a backlog in the old inbox. That means it's time to do an email segment. Like I said, we're going to do that in another 10 minutes. You can always flip me one at americatonight.net. Would you believe everybody's still talking about Michael Jackson? Of course. What'll happen with the kids? They're going to the mother for now, Michael Jackson's mother. What about the natural mother, Debbie Rowe? Not sure if she really wants him. She's going to be in court next week. Michael Jackson, apparently, they're trying to find a will. Looks like he left his father out of the most recent will that they can track down. Everything related to Michael Jackson, you can be certain, will still be hanging around for a while. And, of course, no funeral plans yet. As for funeral plans of some of the people that we've been talking about, Farrah Fawcett, that happens downtown L.A. on Tuesday, 62 years old. She dies of cancer after a three-year battle, one that became public in the end. And I think that was a good thing, actually, that she let people see a glimpse of what it was like to try to get these treatments in Germany and the pain and all the things that you go through. Hopefully some of you listening to me never have to experience that, but I'll tell you, you start to I don't care if you're at a meeting, you're in church, you're hanging out with your buddies, you're at a ball game, you're whatever. You start to listen to the conversation of what some people have to deal with their mother sick or their father sick or whatever. And cancer, the tentacles of cancer, it just seems bigger than ever to me. I can honestly tell you recently in so many different personal situations that I've been in, just somehow it comes up. You know, somebody says that, oh, yeah, my mother's in remission, or she had breast cancer, or my father had prostate cancer, or whatever. My brother got cancer. It's like, wow, can you imagine if we could come up with a cure for at least one form of cancer that's out there? Two forms, three forms. You know, there's the question. Will we ever see that in our lifetime, most of you listening to me? Will Pete in Kalamazoo see that there is cancer wiped out, some form of cancer? Will I see that? Will my nephew see that in his lifetime? Boy, we can only hope. Don't know how I veered down that direction, but that's what happens on America Tonight. There is some breaking news to talk about. There's been another crash at sea. This is scary. They've got search and rescue planes are actually starting to spot the debris from the Yemeni plane in the Indian Ocean, carrying about 153 people that were headed from Yemen to the island nation of Comoros, I think is how you say it, Comoros. And the plane was about an hour short of its destination, an hour and change, and didn't reach it, obviously. So what brought the plane down? The original thought is not a terrorism, not anything related to being shot down or some other horrible thing. But, of course, nothing is being ruled out because you got to piece it together. They're actually already recovering. They're saying bodies have been recovered from the plane crash in the Indian Ocean. So sadly, here we go again with, as I said, another Airbus. Remember, it was, a month ago we were talking about the Air France Airbus. So wonder if it's a relatable problem. Boy, you'd have to just scrap them all together and go through the they were talking about that device on the back of the plane. They'll have to go through all of them if ultimately that's what it is. Scouting around to some of the other top headlines that we've talked about include the fact that the firefighters say they feel vindicated by the Supreme Court ruling, but is it a big setback for Sonia Sotomayor? A lot of people are actually taking that out of the case. I think it's a big win for those firefighters who didn't get the promotions that they should have gotten, and it could change some of the workplace philosophy, you know, coast to coast and everywhere in between. We'll see the interpretation of that. In the meantime, this is something we heavily talked about on our last show, you know, just talking about Iran there and Ahmadinejad saying that Neda Sultan's death is suspicious, but saying that he believes it's some kind of a plant or whatever. What about also in the Middle East, Iraq? The Iraqi forces are assuming control of Baghdad. They've been setting off fireworks in celebration of sort of this independence, if you will, from American occupation. There's still boots on the ground. So not everybody's gone, but a big chunk of the American troops are starting to pull out. They've already started to pull out in some of the urban areas. So this is a huge leap toward ending the combat role, if you will, in Iraq for the United States. So you saw lots of fireworks. That was kind of cool, actually, to see it. I saw a bunch of video on it in the Baghdad skyline. And, you know, thousands were in a park and people were singing. It could have looked like a scene from America. So Shiites, Sunnis, and Kurds, will they be able to exist and not have the problems that they had previous to the United States stepping in? Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki actually called for a public holiday and is saying that June 30th is National Sovereignty Day, so they're into June 30th already. And but a small number of American soldiers would have left Baghdad and those other bases outside of the cities. Iraqi officials formally take control of the cities at midnight, and it's just kind of like a handover. So it's been 6 years. Do you believe it? 6 years. Can they hold down the fort, so to speak? Can they hold down the violence in the next couple of months? Certainly I'm somebody who's cheering for that. I don't think it's likely. I don't think it is when you think of the troops and the fact that now they're not there to back up that Iraqi government. But maybe they've learned enough, both the military and the police, to go it alone. You have police that are using bomb sniffers. They're searching people at the party that I described. They're looking at doing these identity checks. And apparently it certainly has worked, at least in this case, for this celebration. So this is the withdrawal that was required under that U.S. People forgot about that U.S.-Iraqi security pact. It's the first big leap toward getting all the troops out of the country by 2011. And there's the question. Will it hold up? Will the people be able to take a big breath and, I mean, relax is not the word, live and not worry for fear of car bombs and somebody wearing a vest and exploding themselves in the marketplace? That would be a terrific thing, because certainly the sacrifice on the part of the United States has been great. You think of the lives lost, I don't care how many, one is too many, but lots of patriotic young men and women said, yeah, I'm going over after 9/11. Get me over there. I'll do what I have to do. And a lot of them came back with missing limbs, and a lot didn't come back at all. And a lot were willing, not everybody didn't want to not go back. A lot of them willingly went back again and again and again to combat circumstances that, to say the least, were not the optimum, certainly with the IEDs and originally with problems with some of the equipment and the lack of the equipment in the beginning. But al-Maliki, from everything I've read and from what he said, appears to be ready to say bye-bye Americans, and he's just trying to hold off the violence. And next year, too, it's interesting because they have national elections. So al-Maliki, who originally said he didn't want the job, has now decided he wants the job, and he's already started campaigning. He's pushing himself out there as the guy who defeated terrorism and ended the U.S. occupation. But as long as, you know, everything would be awesome as far as the United States' contribution. It would be awesome to me if you don't see the Shiites and the Sunnis and the Kurds get into what they got into before the United States even jumped in, where you had death squads roaming the streets. You had people slaughtering members of rival Muslim sects. You had bombs smashing into Baghdad every single day. Can you imagine living like that? And that was going on until thousands of U.S. troops came in, set up neighborhood bases, took control of many of the cities and, of course, the Iraqi capital. So you'd have to say that the surge strategy was successful in cutting off the bloodshed. Let's hope that it stays that way. Emails coming up in just a minute.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. Must have been a beautiful child when you were only starting to go to kindergarten. I'll bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. When it came to winning Blue Ribbon, well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby.
Last, we're talking about the celebrations in Iraq as the U.S. is pulling back from the cities. Lots of fireworks and parties, and I hope it holds up. Also, the big breaking news, an airliner crashing into the Indian Ocean. They've already found some bodies. With Michael Jackson, a lot of conversation on things like the 911 call. They say it took up to a half an hour for paramedics to be called to Michael Jackson's house. Why did that happen? Also, there are people who bought concert tickets to Jackson's 50 concert show series thing that he was going to do in London, but the concert promoters, of course, are going to give refunds. In the meantime, and we're going to talk about this on our next show a ton, a lot of conversation about this climate control bill, talking about cap and trade. That's part of the bill that the House passed narrowly. Also, things that will limit, of course, we'll call it our overall carbon footprint. And what does that mean to you and me? That means that you're going to pay more for electricity. It also means, as we let you hear what the president said earlier, getting away from our dependency on foreign oil. It sounds really good. It sounded really good, the getting away from the dependency on foreign oil 30 years ago. But nobody did anything about it. So we're paying the price of those who sat on their hands and didn't make a move to change, especially the oil dependency thing. So the bottom line is, ultimately, if you dissect energy and you also look deeper into what's being proposed, the average Joe is going to get more than squeezed in this. I mean, more than squeezed. John Boehner, of course, has been one of the most vocal. You know, the other day he called it a piece of crap and read parts of it on the floor. And this is his big baby. When I say this is the thing that he has really complained the most about and is pushing hard, that this is not something that the Senate is going to is going to pass once there's a vote in the Senate. I don't think you're going to have a vote till the fall, because we're already almost into July, and even Harry Reid has said that. But here's some of what John Boehner said.
I'm John Boehner, House Republican leader. When I'm home in Ohio, I get an earful about the crushing debt Washington Democrats are running up. The president and Democrats in Congress claim the spending binge is necessary to put Americans back to work. They promised unemployment would not rise above 8% if their trillion-dollar stimulus was passed. But our nation has lost nearly 3 million jobs this year. Unemployment has soared above 9%. And now the president admits that unemployment will soon reach double digits. After all of this spending, after all of this borrowing from China, the Middle East, our children, our grandchildren, where are the jobs? It's about to get worse for middle-class families and small businesses. Democrats are pushing a government takeover of our health care system that'll cost at least $1 trillion. The president has repeatedly claimed that Americans will be able to keep their doctors under the Democrats' plan, but the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office reports that at least 23 million Americans would lose their current health coverage and their doctors. Another independent report projects that nearly 100 million Americans may be forced onto government rules. Our nation could lose an additional 4.7 million jobs under the Democrats' health care proposal, based on analysis developed by White House Chief Economic Advisor Dr. Christina Romer. And 1 million small business jobs would be lost because of the Democrats' costly mandates. Small businesses are the engine of our economy. We should help them weather the storm and create jobs. This would be a real stimulus, but Washington hasn't tried it yet. Republicans have offered a plan that encourages investment and allows small businesses and families to keep more of what they earn, to help our economy get moving again. A real stimulus plan. On health care, we've put forward a better alternative that will reduce cost, expand access, and increase the quality of care in a way Americans can afford, without new taxes, costly mandates, or a government takeover that puts bureaucrats in charge of medical decisions that should be made by doctors and patients. This week, the president and Democrats on Capitol Hill continued their push for Speaker Pelosi's national energy tax. By imposing a tax on every American who drives a car or flips on a light switch, this plan will drive up the prices for food, gasoline, and electricity. Even President Obama has said that energy prices will, quote, skyrocket, and its consequences will be especially severe in rural communities across our country. The Democrats' bill will also ship millions of jobs to competitors like China and India. A recent study estimated it will cost us between 2.3 and 2.7 million jobs every year.
All right, so there you get a good sense of that. Why don't you hear that part? We were talking about jobs and some of the research that was done on that. And that's the thing. Some of the jobs that would be shipped out, so jobs would be lost, even though there would be jobs created. I think there would be more jobs lost. And the fact is that you would be paying more for electricity. Now, it's different ball game if you have a sizable income. If you don't, then we're talking about a whole different story, because while you're trying to eke out a living, trying to get your kids through school and all that that entails, man, you're going to have to find a way to whittle away more money, because already we know this. Everybody complains about their electric bill. How much are you paying? Do you live under, do you live in a house that's less than 2,000 square feet? How much are you paying electricity wise? Even people in apartments are paying $200 sometimes for electricity. Imagine if that doubles. That would be pretty hard on the wallet. That'd be pretty tough to swallow. Hey, we've got quickly the Daily Salute, and then I got some emails for you. This is the Daily Salute. I know this is cheesy, and usually it's a person and not for a frivolous thing, but there is one show. I'm not a, I watch so much, so many political shows, news shows, sports, business things, that for relaxation, you know what I watch? Law and Order, SVU. Mariska Hargitay is in it, and Chris Maloney. And there was some debate as to whether or not they'd be back. It seems like they've been on the tube forever. And there was question that they might be even replaced. But guess what? I guess they worked it out. They're going to be back next week. They filmed the new season. Sweet! So I'm excited about it. Oh, I know. It's cheesy. Come on. Everyone can relate to their favorite show. I like it. It's my escape. Now, we know Donovan can't relate because he doesn't even have a television, but some of the rest of you listening to me can. We have emails to get to, and let me do that. By the way, let me preface this by saying thanks to everybody who sends me emails. If I haven't read yours on the air, I'm sorry, but I try to go through as many of the emails as I can as I'm cruising along here on the air. Here's one from Terry. Terry says, Kate, keep it up. I'm a new listener. I've been listening for the past 5 or 6 weeks. I like it when you say that yours is the show for the ADD and that most of us have it. That's true, isn't it? I like how you jump around from politics to sports sometimes and all the other things in between. Plus, I actually really like your guests. Often I tune into talk shows and I hear the guests droning on and on and on for too long. You get them in and out of there, almost like they're in a fast food restaurant and they only have a few minutes to say their piece or order, as it were. Anyway, keep up the good work. Thanks, Terry. Appreciate it. Here's one from Ann. Ann says, Kate, have you lost your mind? You were pounding on the South Carolina governor. You really think he should resign? I'm surprised. That's normally not the tact I think you would take. Don't you think that this has been a setup? No, I don't think it's been a setup. I mean, it was his own fault. It's human frailty. I mean, yes, he fooled around with a woman in Argentina. That's not my problem with him. My problem is being so, as my one friend in South Carolina living in Charleston said, being so willy-nilly about the whole thing, nobody knowing where he is, nobody left in charge. Do you really want a governor like that? My answer is, uh-uh. You can forgive the affair. It's all the other things in between that you can't. However, I don't think he's going to resign anyway, and 18 months left, I think he's going to hang in there. What do you think? Flip me an email, americatonight.net.
The mail is here! Woo!